successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Listen up. The ship is sinking. Okay? We're going down right now. Just wrap your heads around the reality of that. In 5 minutes, this ship is going to be at the bottom of the lake. And there aren't enough spaces on the lifeboat. Who are we going to save?
Who's going to fix this ship? We got the ship we're in.
This is the world of boating. Greg, your first mate, that's me, along with Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner. By the way, Captain James's boat was called Mr. Toad. That's right. The guy was a fan of Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. So that's the name of his new fishing vessel down there in the Florida Keys. Yeah. And I don't know, but we kind of got sidetracked from figuring that out or asking him about that with the iguana issue in Florida. I mean, we were talking about eating iguanas, kangaroo, and gators. I mean, we might need to turn this show into the world of bloating if we're going at this point. But I don't know. We'll kind of try to stay focused.
Depends on how you cook it.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, if it's deep fried, yeah, you might be bloating.
Forget
it. Nice and grilled and sauteed.
Right.
When I was younger, I could have deep fried. Not anymore.
Not anymore? But no. What about the spices? You know, give it a little Cajun
fine.
Kick? Yeah.
Yeah. That's all good. Right. Hey, if you recall, a couple of weeks ago, I talked about Freedom Boat Club is like expanding everywhere. And now they're in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Because I know you're going to be traveling to these places.
Yep.
Freedom Boat Club has added a new location in New Zealand.
How about that? Well, I'm already going to be on a boat. I'm going to be on a boat for like 2 weeks living on a vessel.
Well,
because I'm going to be a boater.
No, I said, well, I mean, but I'm saying this Freedom Boat Club, if you're a member here, I guess you'll be able to rent in other countries.
Well, okay. That's something I'll take a look.
I mean, that'd be great.
I'm supposed to get off the big boat, several times throughout the cruise around New Zealand. So maybe I can look at doing that. In between, visiting places like, what is it, Hobbiton?
Well, this one in New Zealand. Yeah, there's that where they did the Hobbits. There's actually a village with
Lord
all the houses
Rings.
And stuff. Yeah,
I'm supposed to go there, I think. Yeah.
We'll get you a stick and a cape, and you'll look like one of whatever
that's
it was.
Harry Potter.
No, they had one of those in the Hobbits, too. The guy walking around with the stick
with a
and
wand?
The cape. Yeah, well, not a wand. The big... Big pole,
like a shepherd or something.
Yeah, like a shepherd. You didn't see.
I saw Lord of the Rings. It's been a long time. I figured I was just going to bring a hobbit back. Aren't they kind of small and compact? You just throw them in the overhead bin and you're good to go.
I think they're taller than that.
Are they? I don't know. I thought they were little.
Well, when you get there,
things.
Let's see how many bruises are on top of your head when you get back from your trip. That'll tell us how tall.
I figure in New Zealand, they catch them when they get too cold and use them
in the crab traps.
That's kind of like hobbits are kind of like the iguanas of New Zealand, isn't that right? I didn't do my research before I'm heading. That part of the world.
I know.
So I may have to update that thinking once I visit these folks, but we'll see.
Greg, you've been to the Galapagos before, right?
I have a couple times.
About diving, right?
Yeah, it's amazing.
So we're talking about doing a trip out there, Colleen and I.
Really?
What should we do? I mean, is it... I've seen
it's full of iguanas.
Like, different type of iguanas.
I've seen some trips where you're basically on it's more like a yacht than a cruise ship,
right?
And they do island hopping expeditions.
Well,
they do
liveaboards, which is what I've done, and to get out to some of the primo dive sites, the islands are fairly far offshore. You got to take I don't forget how long it takes, but it almost a day, I think, to get out the islands of Darwin and Wolf, which are the main, two protected areas, wildlife refuge areas there in the Galapagos. And They're very protected, and there's only a certain amount of boats that are allowed out there a certain time of year, and you know, it's so the operators have to kind of rotate through. So you kind of find an operator if you want to do that. That's mostly the divers, or dive operations, I should say. But they do run regular trips too, where people just taking boats and staying mostly topside or snorkeling, and you could do that as well, or you just go to a land based. So there's plenty of, I mean, that's the thing. The Galapagos is, I mean, it's like one of the last unspoiled places on Earth where it's truly, I mean, it's mind-boggling, the wildlife you see, both below water, but also topside. It's really impressive.
When you went, did you go into like Ecuador and then take a boat out to the island, or did you fly into the Galapagos and then get on a boat?
No, you take you'll take a boat. Well, you'll fly into Quito, Ecuador, which is the capital, I believe. And then you take a little puddle jumper flight to the coast, one of the coastal cities there. And that's where you hop
like
on the
Manta
boat.
Or Salinas.
Yes.
One of those. Yeah.
And you know, it depends on which operation you're going to go. And then they'll take you out on boat to like a resort, a land-based resort. And then they may run a boat throughout the day and that kind of thing. You can find those type of resorts throughout the Galapagos. But if you want to really go, you know, hardcore, you would go on a liveaboard trip, and which is more, you know, diving centric, like that's what I've done. But, you know, when you go back to the mainland, I mean, it's still very impressive. I mean, you got the Galapagos tortoises, which are a famous thing, you know, and just the wildlife in general. I mean, there's crabs all over the place. They're very protective of all the, you know, wildlife and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff to see topside, not just in the water. But, yeah, I mean, and there's plenty of options, but you got to do your research a little bit. And the seas can be a little tricky sometimes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Pacific.
So, the bigger, I would say the bigger the boat, the better, because you'll be able to handle the seas, you know, better. But even that sense, you know, the boats I would generally were going out on were about in the 120, 150 foot range.
Right.
You know, that's your typical liveaboard size, you know, vessel.
Right. And it's several hundred miles off the coast of Ecuador. Yeah. So, I mean, anybody going there in their own vessel is going to have a very capable vessel.
Right.
You know, like, you know, a large trawler or.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's their choice. You go live on a boat, which is what I do. And I'll do that for like a week at a time. Or you go to one of these wildlife resorts in the Galapagos and get flown out there, whether it's via boat or, I mean, they probably have seaplane options to get out to some of these places too. I know
that
would
be cool to fly.
Yeah. But I know there is some resort options there in the Galapagos that I'm not as personally familiar with, but I'm sure they're pretty nice too. And then they would just have a vessel there at their resort, and then they'd run out to, you know, the local areas as much as they can. But it is spread out a little bit. And when you go out to like Darwin and Wolf, which are like the, you know, it's like the Mount Everest of scuba diving, by the way, those sites are kind of considered that in the diving world. I mean, I don't think there's anybody, I don't think they even allow it, but I don't even think they could, because it's too far away from any land operation where they could run a day trip back and forth. You know what I mean? But I'm not positive.
Right.
I mean, yeah, so do your research. But should you go and do it? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, that's one of the craziest places on Earth. I've seen killer whales, whale sharks, you know, manta rays, more than you could ever imagine. And then like moblias, which are a smaller version of a manta, literally jumping up out of the water. I mean, I just sat on the top of the deck and be entertained by the blue-footed boobies that they have. And then they got these birds too in the Galapagos. But they do have those. That's a thing in the Galapagos, the blue-footed boobies. But the manta's jumping out of the water. It's crazy stuff. All right, more coming up on The World of Boating.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.